So at 6 o'clock in the morning, oh, what are you going to do?
Do silly.
But you're going to try to get someone else up. So what do you do in the morning? At 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
Holler or call somebody.
All right, and you're going to get them out of...
bed.
You're going to get them out of bed, but you... Here it is, maybe. You use mine.
I want mine.
Well, if it's down there, only I picked it up.
Well, after the little interruption by that Canadian wife of mine, I'll carry on. So if a person is kind of tired, I said, I'll better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
drowsy.
All right. And you're talking about getting them up in the morning. You said, at 6 o'clock now, I'm going to...
I'll get you up.
Yeah.
Get up.
But he's stills. You holler at Billy, and y'all get in the kitchen. You got all the... You take your mind back about 50, 60 years when Billy's in home, and say, the baby said, he's still sleeping. Better go.
Get him up.
That's what you'd use, huh? Get him up. Okay, you wouldn't say rouse him up?
No.
You'd
get him up.
Get him up. Okay, if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, and you ask, well, why haven't you blank your
medicine? Giving it to him.
Well, yourself. Why haven't you blank?
Ask for.
No, not ask for, but it's sitting there. Why haven't you blanked?
Taken it.
That's the word.
Why haven't you taken it?
The patient might answer, well, I blanked some yesterday.
Yeah.
What did you do? I blanked.
I took it yesterday.
And I'll blank some more later.
I'll take some more later.
That's it. If you can't hear anything at all, you say you're a stone...
blind. Or
no.
Deaf.
But someone who can't hear very well is getting a little...
hard of hearing.
Yeah. And if he can't hardly hear at all, he's
deaf.
That's the only thing you can say. If he began to sweat...
deep.
No, that's for northerners. Because we pronounce it right, don't we? Deaf. If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say, he blank a lot into the hot sun.
He's really sweated.
And you've been working hard, you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I...
have sweated.
Right. What's that discharging little sore that comes to a head? A big sore comes up and you get a head. You
know. Rising?
Yeah, something else too.
Core in there?
Yeah, there's a core in there, but something like you do with the eggs whenever you put them on the stove.
Oh, you mash it out.
No. But what do you do to eggs when you put them in water and bring it to...
boil them.
Well, is that thing called a boil?
A boil.
Is that called a boil besides rising?
Yeah.
You call it a boil too?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then, when a boil opens up, the stuff that drains out is what? What is that
corruption.
Stuff? That's a good word. It's got it down there too. I call it pus, but it's corruption, humor,
corruption.
Matter. Hmm? Okay. Now, there's one verb that I want you to get several parts to, but if you have got some infection in your hand, so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say, my hand is...
it's swollen.
Right. And a bee stung me, and my hand got larger, what?
It swelled up
right.
Big.
And it's still pretty badly...
swelled.
And if it's not infected, it probably won't blank much. Probably won't do much more of that.
It won't swell much more.
That's the word you'll use. You're doing fine. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is what? That little blister, that
it's
little warm...
called a pus.
Yeah, well, what else?
Water.
All right. Right. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a
wound, a flesh wound.
That's right. And a kind of skin flesh growth in a wound that's got to be burned out. What kind of flesh is that called?
A tumor or proud?
A what?
A tumor.
And what did you start saying?
Proud flesh.
That's what they wanted. Proud flesh, okay? And...
the band would stop.
Why is it called proud flesh, you reckon?
Well, it's... I don't know. That's just something they call an old sore.
They won't heal.
Mm-hmm.
What, do they burn
that's
out?
That's what proud means.
It comes up here and turns a white looking, you know, swells up, and you got to use something to burn that out. So we'll say it's a
some kind of solution for you?
Yeah.
That curl.